Friday, July 11th. I can hardly believe we'll be leaving to go on tour in just 7 days. Since Zoe is super organized, she suggested that we start packing our suitcases today. We'll be on tour for 4 weeks and need to bring outfits to wear during the day. We don't have to worry about the clothing we'll be wearing on stage, since that will be taken care of by our creative director and our stylist. I'll be the first to admit, I'm no fashionista. I mostly wear super comfy jeans, shorts, shirts, sandals, and sneakers during the summer. But Chloe insisted that our summer wardrobe had to be cute, chic, and stylish, like all the famous pop stars. She actually gave Zoe and me a trendy teen mag called Fab Funky Fashions to read for trendy clothing ideas. I ransacked my closet. Then I desperately dragged out a box of school clothes from last year. It looks like my situation is hopeless. The good news is that the stores at the mall are having huge summer blowout sales today, so I can pick up some cute outfits for a great price. I still have all the birthday money that I got, and I have cash hidden in my sock drawer from the doggy snack business Brianna and I started last month. How we started a doggy snack business is a very long and complicated story that I really don't have time to go into right now. But Mom has agreed to take over my duties and help out Brianna while I'm practicing with my band and on tour. Anyway, I plan to go shopping tomorrow to buy some new clothes. I was looking through Chloe's magazine to get some cool fashion ideas when I came across a super surprising advertisement about the Bad Boys. I tore it out and stuck it inside my diary. Are you an aspiring singer who loves the Bad Boys? Do you have what it takes to be the next Bad Boys member? Visit our website for more info about our open auditions for all interested girls and boys. Being bad is so good! The information on their website stated that they are seriously considering adding a new band member after their tour is finished. OMG! I got butterflies just thinking about the possibilities. However, I also have to be very honest with myself. Yes, I really enjoy music, but my first love is, and will always be, art. Art is my passion. I don't know if I could live without it. But hey, anything is possible. Maybe deep down inside my tortured artistic soul, an edgy bad girl band member is just waiting to escape into the Bad Boys world. The Bad Boys pick a lip gloss color for you. Number 1. Pick your fave flower. A. Daisy. B. Rose. C. Orchid. D. Iris. Number 2. Pick your fave retro fashion trend. A. Overalls. B. Flannel shirts. C. Combat boots. D. Leggings. Number 3. Pick your fave school subject. A. P.E. B. English. C. Art. D. Science. Number 4. Pick your fave Bad Boys music video. A. Later, Hater. B. Hopelessly Addicted to Your Lip Gloss. C. Empty Emoji Emotions. D. Bad-alicious. Number 5. Pick the best phone case. A. Rainbow Sparkles. B. Happy Heart Glitter. C. Bad Boys Logo. D. Unicorn Madness. Number 6. Pick your fave holiday. A. Your birthday. B. Valentine's Day. C. Halloween. D. July 4th. Number 7. Pick your fave comfort food. A. French fries. B. Fresh strawberries. C. Cupcakes. D. Cookies. Number 8. Pick your fave animal. A. Kangaroo. B. Butterfly. C. Bat. D. Koala bear. If you picked mostly A's, Aiden has chosen Don't Be Jelly for your luscious lips. This bright red gloss is the color of strawberry jelly, with a sweet strawberry scent, too. It's sure to make anyone who's not kissing your lips totally jelly. If you picked mostly B's, Nicholas has chosen fairy tears for your magical self. On its own or layered over your favorite lipstick, this iridescent, shimmery gloss will cast a spell on everyone who sees you. But let us assure you, no fairies were harmed in the making of fairy tears. If you picked mostly C's, Victor has chosen Dead of Night to bring out your inner goth warrior slash zombie princess. Black lip gloss is a bold choice for a bold girl, or guy, who wants to make a statement. Tell the world to read your lips to know exactly who you are. If you picked mostly D's, Joshua has chosen Pedal to the Metal for you. This barely there pink is perfect for the low-maintenance girl who wants to look fresh-faced and just a little bit stepped up from neutral. Your makeup is subtle, but your smarts are not.